I've had a bit of a rough time lately. I'm looking for a bit of sympathy here. A few weeks ago, when the announcement of Fidel Castro's retirement from public life was made, a few of my colleagues on the building site mentioned, "You know, Chris, you really look like him." I thought, "Thanks very much." One of the carpenters came up and said, "Chris, I thought I'd try and cheer you up." He said, "I've been working for a local religious organization, and they've given me this card." And he produced a card, a bit like they used to have in the old cigarette cartons, a picture of a distinguished bearded gentleman of only probably 20 years older than I am. And I read the, apparently it was produced by the Catholic Truth Society, and it purported to be Saint Joseph. And it went on to describe him as the chaste protector of the Virgin Mother, patron saints of carpenters. Well, thank you very much. Much obliged. And I thought, chaste? Interesting. I thought Joseph was the husband of Mary, as she did have a son by virgin birth, but she did not remain a virgin. I thought, how amazing. Something that we've taken for granted because of our contact with the church over many years, we forget how different the Christ we worship is. The world follows many different Christs. So I want to just concentrate today on one tiny, tiny part to show from the Bible how an entire lie has been blown out of proportion by subtlety, by constant repetition, that people accept a lie and perpetuate it. The largest Christian organization believes that the Mother of Christ became a godlike person in heaven through whom prayers should be directed. Now, I mean no disrespect to Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Jesus showed no disrespect to her. I would not dare. But please realize that there has been a lie that has been ongoing for thousands of years. If you could turn with me, please. Let's check this out. And let's start in Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew. See how things work out here. Poor old Joseph had quite a lot to put up with, you know. He found out that the lady he was betrothed to was pregnant, and he knew he wasn't the father. And it took a dream, an angel appearing to him, to reassure him. Now, read in 24. I haven't got time to read what is basically the most of this chapter, but starting in Matthew 1, 24. "Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife." And then 25. "And he knew her not," meaning no in the biblical sense of a relationship between a husband and wife, "till she had brought forth the child." Until she had brought forth the child. "And called his name Jesus." I've missed something out. It was her firstborn. Not her only child. Her firstborn. Mary did not remain a virgin. She was a married woman. And the marriage continued, obviously, for some number of years. We don't know the full story. But if you look with me, please, in Matthew, turning over to... No, let's look at Mark, I beg your pardon. Let's look at Mark, chapter 3, started in verses 31 to 35. This is after Christ had started his ministry, selected the 12, and he was drawing huge crowds. There came then his brethren and his mother. But brethren, aren't we all Christ's brethren? Aren't all those who follow Christ his brethren? Let's read on. "And his mother, standing without, and sent unto him, calling him. The multitude sat about him, and they said to him, Behold, your mother and your brethren without seek for you. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother? Who are my brethren? He looked around about him, which was sat about him, and said, Behold, my mother, my brethren. Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and mother. We, by relationship through the Holy Spirit, have become our begotten children of God. We are Christ's brethren. But this is the time before the Holy Spirit was given. Let's go back earlier in the chapter. Verse 21. And when his friends, if you look at the note in the central column, kinsmen, when his relatives heard of it, heard of him starting this ministry and drawing the multitudes, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said he is beside himself. He's lost his mind. This religious foolishness has got to him. They wanted to protect the family from scandal. I wonder how many of you can remember when you came into the church and your family thought you were mad. Mine certainly did. Some of them still do. We look at Matthew 13. Let's see who the brethren are. Matthew 13. I put a bookmark there, but choose to ignore it. That's why it took so long. Then when he had come into his own country, 54, he taught them in the synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Back to Joseph again. Or I think carpenter could be builder or stonemason as well. Isn't this the local builder we all know? The son of the local builder? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James, and Jose, and Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? The scriptural record shows us that Christ had a family. There were something like 7 children. Mary was quite a mother, an accomplished housekeeper, homemaker. She was not some lady in an ivory tower who remained unsullied by the attentions of man. I'm not saying that she was immoral or indecent in any way. She was a natural, decent, honourable mother. Christ was the eldest of other children. He did not grow up in isolation. He knows what it is like to be part of a family. While Christ was here in the flesh, that's another scripture refers to people, a different Christ, who deny he was in the flesh. Mr. Armstrong spoke recently in that World Tomorrow broadcast about the only sign Christ gave was about being 3 days and 3 nights. That is totally contradicted by the common belief. It's such a claim that Mr. Armstrong used to make that the gospel had not been preached for 1900 years. We'd better believe it. It was denied, suppressed for 1900 years. It's basically suppressed now. Very subtly, but the power of the church is broken. The true message is not going out with power anymore. And as Paul warned in 1 Corinthians, other people will preach another Christ. Beware. Christ had real flesh and blood brothers and sisters. That's why he will be such an effective elder brother. He will have that responsibility naturally within him to care for the weaker, to protect and to help and to guide. I'm not diminishing his role because his mother did not remain a virgin. It is the real Jesus we have to worship, not the mythology, not the lies that has been propagated over centuries to subtly mislead as Eve was misled. One tiny, tiny aspect. Beware of these supposedly harmless little fictions. There's a reason why people have been misled. We need to worship the true Christ. we need to honour the memory of Mary, but not worship her. We need to have respect to a protector who was a husband and a provider to a young family. But again, we do not pray to him whether we are carpenters or not. He is asleep, awaiting a resurrection. Let's be grateful for the truth and not be fooled by the mythology.